Now on with some more news items. There's a fair amount to do or visit in the city at the moment, with a music event called the Blickling Hall Proms, and a visit available to, of all places, the bus depot, where lots of old-style buses can be seen. But we'll start with the Admiral Nelson exhibition at the Castle Museum, which has just been praised.
What an historical treat the curators at Norwich Castle have given us in the latest exhibition to dock at the city landmark. Nelson and Norfolk is quite simply stunning. A great tribute to the naval hero, considered to be Norfolk's most famous son, and a really fascinating insight for visitors into the man behind the legend. The exhibition has the wow factor from the moment you enter, and you are greeted with the absolutely huge French tricolour flag stretched out before you. It is one of the crowning glories of yet another world-class exhibition from the castle that also includes the bullet that mortally wounded Admiral Lord Nelson during the Battle of Trafalgar, and an enigmatic locket that is thought may contain locks of his hair and the hair of his true love, Emma Hamilton. All amazing artefacts that together help to bring history alive in the most unique of ways.
The Great British Proms in the grounds of the National Trust Blickling Hall is more a family outing than anything else. People sat around enjoying food and drinks and wearing bowler hats with Union Jacks on them. Strawberries and cream and glasses of wine were the order of the day, with more than 6,000 visitors arriving early to soak up the atmosphere. It was a special occasion for the Mid-Norfolk Singers, based in Dereham, who won a competition to perform live on stage. Headliners, the National Symphony Orchestra, led by Anthony Inglis, got everyone into the prom spirit with music synonymous with each of the home nations. Danny Boy, Londonderry Air, always raises the hairs at the back of the neck. They were followed by Brit Award-winning Welsh vocal group Only Men Allowed, soprano Annette Wardell, and a fireworks finale.
People got the chance to find out what bus travel through Norwich was like in years gone by, when one of the city's bus companies opened up its depot for the first time. First Eastern Counties opened up its depot in Roundtree Way as part of the inaugural Norwich Bus Bash, which provided a boost for a very good cause. The free event included trips on vintage buses running every 10 minutes from the depot, which is off the ring road near Mousehold Heath, to the city centre. The buses from yesteryear included vehicles dating back to the 1950s, some of which were used to operate around the city years ago. They were lent for the day by private owners and members of preservation groups. At the depot, family-friendly activities included guided tours, a live demonstration on how buses work, the chance to have photographs taken in a bus cab, and a ride through a bus wash. And while the event and the bus trips were free, people were invited to make donations for the East Anglia Children's Hospital's Nook Appeal.
There was fun for all the family at an activity day at Norwich Cathedral. With more than 400 people attending, there were varied activities for young children, ranging from arts and crafts and outdoor games to medieval puppet shows and circus skills. The day made use of the entire cathedral site, including a classroom inside and a puppet show hosted in the gardens. Lynn Barker from Lowestoft said that it was her first time in the cathedral and she was grateful that the day gave something fun for the kids to do in the holidays. Janet Marshall, Head of Schools and Family Learning at Norwich Cathedral, said that the event had particular importance to welcoming families who may not usually go to the cathedral and to allow them to experience the site and learn about the Christian story.
Norwich Puppet Theatre will be flying the flag for our fine city in China in the autumn, when it takes one of its shows to Shanghai. Three Colours, a co-production with Polka Theatre, and which is designed for children under five, is set to be performed at the Shanghai Children's Art Theatre in October. While the team behind the show will not be flying out until nearer the time, the set, costumes and equipment for Three Colours have been packed up and sent on their six-week journey on a slow boat to China. News of the trip follows a previous tour of the show to Hong Kong and Macau. Ian Woods, the theatre's operations manager, said, "It's great for the profile of the theatre, and the name of Norwich gets taken with it as well." The show, which is directed by Norwich Puppet Theatre's former director, Joy Haynes, was first created in 2013. It explores the three colours of light, red, green and blue, through two puppet performers who mix dance, puppetry and animation to look at the three colours. Mr. Woods said, "The lovely thing about Three Colours is that it has no verbal language, so it can go absolutely anywhere. It is a beautiful piece of work, and it's great that it's being recognised internationally."
Now for our first feature. Derek James of the Evening News writes about Sir Thomas Browne, who lived nearly 400 years ago. His article is read by Peter Walsh.